Daf is Daf Samach. So we got to the bottom of Nun Testament Beis. We're going to begin the new Mishnah. It's another tricky Daf. We're going to encounter a lot of these tricky Dafim along the Perek, along the next 40 blot or so. So we're going to take this slow and step by step. It's a lot of cheshbonos here. So the Mishnah begins as follows. HaPesach sheshachtu shelo lishmo. The Pesach was shechted shelo lishmo, which means was shechted for shlamim. So it was shechted for the wrong carbon. The kibah of a halach v'zarek shelo lishmo, and or Rashi adds in it, or it was a kabbalah. There are four avodas when it comes to karbanos. There's the shechita, there's the kabbalah, there's the halacha, and there's the zrika. Now shechita is not really an avoda. Gemara calls it shechita lav avodi, but still one of the dalat avodas. So the shechita first, you shecht it. Kabbalah, you catch the blood. Halacha, you walk it over to mizbeach, and then zrika, you sprinkle it on. So if at any of those stages it was shelo lishmo, or the Mishnah says oh lishmo. Or you had two different machshavos. One was lishmo, which was proper for the Karban Pesach, but you also had in mind it was for the shlamim. So there's a mix of intentions. Oh, it was the opposite order. Shelo lishmo vilishmo, or you first thought of it as a shlamim and then thought of it as a Pesach. All of these cases are puzzle, says the Mishnah. Ketzad lish. How is what's a case lishmo vishelo lishmo? I already told you what it meant, but the Mishnah wants to know what it means. Ketzad lishmo vishelo lishmo lishem Pesach. Rather, lishmo is l'shem Pesach, u'l'shem shlamim shelo lishmo. So that's how it works. V'lishmo l'shem. Sorry, let's do that again. Keta lishmo v'shelo lishmo. L'shem Pesach u'l'shem shlamim. And what's shelo lishmo v'lishmo? That's l'shem shlamim u'l'shem Pesach. Just changing the order, regardless of the order, that's all going to be possible. If there's any involvement of shelo lishmo at any stage, any combination, it's all going to be possible. Fine, not so bad. But now the Gemara raises the following question. By your papa, ba'avoda achas tanan, o b'shev avodos tanan, is referring to all in one avoda, meaning when it says the case of shelo lishmo, lishmo, or lishmo, shelo lishmo, those two scenarios, is that all in one avoda, that while I'm doing the zrika, for example, I'm thinking of both of those, or is it talking about shelo lishmo for one avoda, let's say for the shechita, and lishmo is for the zrika, two different avodas. So we're going to see what that means. Again, by your papa, ba'avoda achas tanan, do we say it's bavoda achas that the guy had in mind lishmo and also shelo lishmo all in one avoda, and it's the opinion of Rabbi Yosihi that af the gemara dvar of adam nitfas. There's machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yosi in general that Rabbi Meir holds all we care about is the first statement you said. If you said shelo, if you said lishmo, or you had in mind lishmo first, we don't care if there's another thought of shelo lishmo. It's all about the first thought, lishmo. But according to Rabbi Yosi, we think about both thoughts. Af bigmar dvar adam nitvas. Even though he initially thought lishmo, but since he also thought shelo lishmo, it's going to be possible. So if it's ol avoda achas, so then it would only be according to Rabbi Yosi that this would be a problem, because Rabbi Yosi holds that af bigmar dvar adam nitvas. But the Rabbi Meir, ha amar tavos lashon rishon, he only cares about the first thought you had, which is lishmo, and shelo lishmo shouldn't ruin that. So that's the very important. So is it avod achas and only according to Rabbi Yosi? Odilma, going on to Daf Samach now. Odilma b'shtei avodas tanan. Maybe it's talking about where you had lishmo for avoda Allah for shechita, and you had lo lishmo for the kabbalah for the zrika. And that even afilu Rabbi Meir that were tafos lashon rishon, he would agree that this case would be possible because honey mili b'avod achas. The only time he says you have to just embrace the first lashon and you ignore the second lashon, that's only if both machshavos were in one avoda. But he himself will agree, aval b'shtei avodos, moda de mifsal. He'll agree that if you had a lishmo machshava during avoda aleph, and a second shelo lishmo machshava during avoda beis, even Rabbi Meir would agree it would be possible. So again, the question is this whole discussion b'avoda achas, and only according to Rabbi Yosi who holds af gemar dvarv nitpas? Or is it shtei avodas, two different avodas, and even Rabbi Meir would agree it's possible. That's the shiloh of the mission. So now, the Gemara wants to know, ahai, which case are we talking about? Right, the mission had two cases. It had a case of lishmo and lo lishmo, and another case, shelo lishmo and lishmo. So which of those two scenarios is this shiloh being raised? So, name of it's going on the case of ashelo lishmo ulishmo, where you first thought of it, shelo lishmo, and then you after thought lishmo, then, bein b'avoda achas, bein b'shei avodos, whether or not this is all in one avoda, or whether you separated the thoughts in two avodos, bein li Rabbi Meir, bein Rabbi Yosi, if so le, mikmaisa. Everybody would agree, this is a puzzle according to all opinions, the whole Rabbi Yosi, nami, That Rabbi Yossi says, even the second statement you have in mind, that implies even the first statement is possible. So everybody agrees, if the first machshava was shlo lishmo, it's definitely possible. Whether it's one of Oda, whether it's two of Odos, whether it's Rabbi Yossi, whether it's Rabbi Meir, that cannot have been a shilas. That's pasha. We're going to store that away, shelf that away. That's a case that's too obvious. Ella, the whole shila is al lishmo v'shlo lishmo mai. With the stage of the Mishnah, where you first thought of it lishmo, which is good, but then he thought of it as shelo lishmo, which is not good. Is that all within one avoda again, and only Rabbi Yossi would say it's a problem? Because he holds af gemar dvarv nitvas, or this is a question of shtei avodos, and even Rabbi Meir would agree this would be possible. So my, what's the din? So the gemar now brings, it's going to bring several brises. So this first brise, or the Mishnah really, all the Mishnahs in this parak in essence, tashma. Ha-pesach sheshachtu shelo lishmo. This is the first line of the Mishnah. Ha-pesach sheshachtu shelo lishmo. The kibbe of a halach bizarre shelo lishmo, and he went ahead and we're taking the Mishnah at face value right now, which means he did all these. It was shelo lishmo, and he also did Kabbalah and halacha v'zrika also shelo lishmo. All four was done shelo lishmo. Hey chidami, what's the case here? Inema kitakatani. If you take it at face value how it's read and written, lamali. Why do you need ad mechashev lekulu? Why do you have to have shelo lishmo in all four steps? Mikamaisa ipsale. Ready from the first avoda. Ready from the Shechita, that was Shelo Lishmo. That's already disqualified. We don't care. After Shechita, Shelo Lishmo, we don't care what machshav you have for Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zvika. Ela Lav, Hachi Katani, is a mission not meant to be understood as follows. HaPesach Sheshachtu Shelo Lishmo, Kama. Inami, or it was Shachtu Lishmo, was acceptable. And then Mekibah of Halach Vazarek Shelo Lishmo, or Inami, another case, Shachtu v'kibbe av halach lishmo. All the first three avodas were done properly, and the zarek, the last one, was shelo lishmo. The haver lay shtei avodas. So now the mishnah is understood as two different avodas. It's two avodas. The shchita was lishmo, and the zrika or kabbalah or halacha was shelo lishmo. Two different avodas. So now we have it's shtei avodas. So now that's the case of the reisha. So ema seifa. Look at the seifa. Lishmo v'shelo lishmo hechidami. What's the case there? If the second case of Lishmo and Shelo Lishmo is also two avodas, that's the same exact case of the Reisha. Right? The Reisha we said is Shechita Lishmo and Zrika Shelo Lishmo. So now when the Mishnah presents it as a more general statement, Shelo Lishmo, rather Lishmo and Shelo Lishmo is a problem, if that's also Lishmo is for Shechita and Shelo Lishmo is for Zrika, that's the same exact case of the Reisha. Elav Mavoda Achas must be that the Sefer, when it says just generally Lishmo and Shelo Lishmo, that must be of Avoda Achas, and that's Rabbi Yossi he only, because he holds the Amar Af Bigmar Dvarv Adam Nitfas, because according to Rabbi Meir, a case of Lishmo and Shelo Lishmo, Avoda Achas is acceptable. So it must be Avoda Achas, and this is Rabbi Yossi Shita. Because again, if had it been Shtei Avodos, it would be the same exact scenario as the Reisha. And the Gemara says, lo, that's not true. You could even say the Seifa is Shtei Avodos. Li'olam b'Shtei Avodos. The Reisha, so how come you need two different cases? The Reisha of Shtei Avodos and the Seifa of Shtei Avodos. Isn't that the same exact thing? So the Gemara says there are two different halachas to be learned. Reisha, dekoi b'shchita, dekomechashi b'shchita. The case of the Reisha, where the Shtei Avodos is, the coined up to the stage of Shchita, and he has in mind Shelo Lishmo during the Shchita. Inami, he's Kai Bezrika, he's about to do the Zrika, and Kamechashi Bezrika, and he's thinking about Shelo Lishmo during the Zrika, during the Avoda that's at hand. But the Seifa is a slightly different case. Seifa is to Kai Bezrika, to Kachashi Bezrika. You're standing at the moment of Shchita, but you're thinking about what's going to happen during the Zrika. You're thinking about a different Avoda than you're at. So the Amar Hareini, what does the Kohen say? Shoch Hareini Shochet, I'm Shechting as a Pesach, Lishmo, Lizrok damo shelo lishmo. I'm being mechashiv what's called me'avoda la'avoda. It's called. So the reisha is I'm shechting for kavana during shchita, or I'm doing zrika for kavana during zrika. It's the machshava during that avoda. But the seifa is we're having doing avoda, but you're thinking about a different avoda later on. So that's the gemara says the kamash malan the mechashvin me'avoda la'avoda, that there is a problem of thinking about during one avoda can disqualify a thought about another avoda later on, v'hainu bai rapapa. And that's the question of rapapa. Now that question, this line of hainu bai rapapa, is about chlokes Rashi Tosas. We're going to take Rashi Pshat just to make it very simple here. What Rashi says is, this is referring to rapapa not here in our Gemara, the rapapa in the Gemara in Zvachim, who talks about the concept of mechashim me'avoda l'avoda. It can be a different topic. So based on this whole understanding of the Mishnah now, this has nothing to do with what we're talking about at all, about our question of Avodah Achas versus Shtei Avodas. This is a different topic of Mechashrin, Me'avodah L'Avodah, and therefore there is no raya from this Mishnah whether or not our Mishnah is a case of Avodah Achas and Rabbi Yossi, or it's a case of Shtei Avodas, and even Rabbi Meir would agree it's a problem. So let's go to the next raya. The Gemara says, Tashma, the next stage of our Mishnah that we're discussing, it says, oh, Shelo L'Shmo first, and then Lishmo possible. That was also a case. Shelo Lishmo and Shmo is possible. Hey Chidami, what's the scenario in this case? Inema b'shtei avodos, if you're telling me, is talking about two avodos, that Shelo Lishmo was for the Shechita, for example, and Lishmo was for the Zrika. So what's the Chiddush there? I'll say it outside first. If the first avoda was done Shelo Lishmo, that's Pasha, it's a problem. We don't care if there's a later Lishmo afterwards. What's that going to change? Once the first avoda was done Shelo Lishmo, the whole thing's thrown out. So Gemara says, Hey Chidami, if you're telling me that this was in two different avodas, so if we say hashta lishmo v'shelo lishmo amis pasul, if we were to say that a case of the avoda achas was lishmo and the second avoda was shelo lishmo and that's pasul, so then certainly if it's first shelo lishmo is the first avoda and lishmo is the second one, mibayit, you have to teach me that chiddush. Certainly if the first one is pasul, that's certainly going to be a problem. Just look at Rashi. Rashi writes, just to make this clear, Hashta lishmo v'shelo lishmo da'avoda rishona b'ksheris, where the first avoda was done properly as lishmo, amris pasul b'machshava avoda shnia, becomes disqualified through the machshava on the second avoda. So then a case of shelo lishmo u'lishmo mibayi, the kevan the nifsa b'avoda rishona, once the first one was done shelo lishmo, mehechen yachsev yuksha, how could you now try to rehabilitate that during the second avoda? So this stage of shelo lishmo ulishmo can't be a case of shtei avodos. Ella, it must be lav b'avoda achas. It must be a case of avoda achas where he thought of these both machshavos during the same exact time. And maybe you would think that according to Rabbi Yossi, since he holds af gemar dvarv nitfas, since the gemar dvarv was lishmo, maybe this should be an acceptable avoda. Kamashom, we don't accept this. But now that we've established that the seifa here is a case of avoda achas, we can now look back and say, midaseifa b'avoda achas, must be the reishis nami b'avoda achas, and the case of lishmo and shelo lishmo is b'avoda achas, and only psul according to Rabbi Yossi. And Gemara says, there's no raya. Lo, li'olam b'shevodas. You could still say that the reisha is shevodas, even though the seifa is avoda achas, like we proved, doesn't mean the reisha is avoda achas. U'bedinhu, delo itzrichle, and the truth is you really didn't need to teach this case. The seifa was einach nami. It was unnecessary. It was obvious. But I did the tanya lishmo v'shelo lishmo tainami shelo lishmo ulishmo. I mean, sometimes in mishnayos, not often, but sometimes mishnayos will teach you extra dinim just for consistency, just for flow. But you're right that they're both talking about shtei avodos, and it was obvious that if lishmo and shelo lishmo is possible, kal v'chomer shelo lishmo lishmo is also possible, and really not necessary to be taught, but it was taught in the mission nonetheless. And there is no proof from this stage of the mission either whether we're talking about avodah achas or shtei avodos. So now the Gemara.
They all agree that it's one avodah, right?
No, we just said that's not necessarily true. So then the Gemara says, Tashma shachtu shelo ochlav. Let's say you shecht your karm pesach for people who are not going to be eating, people who can't eat. A person who's a zakin or a chola who are not able to eat a kezias, they're not right to eat. So you shecht it only exclusively for the, for an old age home, for example. Okay, they can't eat a kezias, so you shecht it exclusively shalala ochlav. Or shalala mnuyav, you shecht it exclusively for people who are not part of your guest list. You need to have the guest list. If they're not part of the guest list, they cannot partake in the karm pesach. So you shecht it just for shalala mnuyav. Or you shecht it la relim, you have to have a bris mila to eat the karm pesach, and ariel cannot. You shecht it for arelim, or the tmeim, who are also all these are possible. Since you shechted it for people who can't eat, so then it's possible. So hacha pshita b'avoda achasi. This is obvious as referring to a one avoda here, because avoda is the question of the shalom nuyav. We're two different psulim here. Up until now, we spoke about lishma issues. Now we're talking about who's able to eat, who are the ochlin. So lishma could disqualify any of the four avodas. But when it comes to the ochlin, they only have an effect during the shechita. When it happens during the Kabbalah or the halacha zrika, that doesn't make a difference. You only care about the shechita for the people who are eating the guest list. So now this is a pasha din that's only talking about the zman shechita. It's a avodah achas. So now, and this is a mishnah later on in the parak here. So now that we know that this case of shlolo ochlav shalom nuyav is talking about avodah achas, umid seifa b'avodah achas, from the fact that the mishnah later on, that seifa, is avod achas, must it not be that the resha also nami b'avod achas, that our mishnah here in daf nun testament beis also is avod achas? And the Gemara says no. Midi irya, does it have to be that way? Hakadisa. Each mishnah is its own context. Seifa b'avod achas. The seifa einach nami has to be during one avoda, during shchita. But the resha, our mishnah that we're discussing, iba voda achas, iba shevodos. It could be either way. There's no raya. There doesn't have to be this consistency throughout the entire parak, and there is no raya from that mishnah either. So now the next brisa, really not another mishnah, says as follows. This is a little tricky raya. The mishnah says as follows: Tashma lo ochlav ushelo lo ochlav kasha. Now you have in mind some people who are able to eat, some people who are younger and capable, and some the elderly who can't eat. So if it was all shalol ochlav, people who can't eat, that's possible. But now you're mixing and matching. You have the family and then the 95-year-old Zaidi. The 95-year-old Zaidi can't eat it. He's part of the list. That's acceptable. As long as some people on the list can eat, we don't care if there are also people who can't eat. That's acceptable. So heichi dami, what's the case then? Ename, if you're going to say b'shtei avodos, is talking about two avodos, b'taima, d'chashu b'zrika, d'ein mechashev's ochlin b'zrika. The reason why this is acceptable, this is just a suggestion we're about to reject. But if you're telling me that this question is two different avodas, where the guy was mechashiv during zrika, that's why this is acceptable. Because there's a klal, ein machsheves ochlin bizrika, that the psul of ochlin does not happen, doesn't affect during the zrika. We mentioned before, only during shchita is it a relevant factor. But since this is talking about during two avodas, meaning I had during the shchita in mind for the ochlin, and during the zrika I had in mind for shalola ochlin. The reason why this doesn't work, the reason why it's not possible, is because my machshava in ochlin is during zrika, and zrika is not a relevant factor when it comes to the ochlin. But implying, but had it been b'avod achas, if I thought of these two machshavas of the ochlav and shelo ochlav during one avoda, namely kigon b'shchita, then mahan yebei machshavas ochlin pasul, then it would have been an effective psul machshava, it would have affected it. So if that's really the case here, that this line of the Mishnah is shtei avodos, and then we would be able to infer to avoda achas would be pasul then, but that can't be true. Because ha kaimelan mixas ochlin lo pasul. We hold, granted, enechanami, when it comes to avoda achas, when it comes to shchita, that's the only time that ochlin is a relevant factor. But if you have mixas ochlin, mixas lo ochlin, that won't affect it. So this would be an incorrect implication from this, to imply that mixas ochlin would be pasul during shchita, because ha'kaimelan mixes ochlin lo pasul. It doesn't disqualify. So this Mishnah cannot be talking about shtei avodos, because again, that would dictate an incorrect psul. So we're forced to say that this Mishnah of le'ochlav, shel ochlav, is referring to kasher, even b'avod achas. So now once we establish that this Mishnah is avod achas, we want to look back to our Mishnah and say it's also avod achas. Look at the top of Samech HaMebez. El'olav b'avod achas. Is it not talking about this case of ochlav, u'shel ochlav is acceptable even b'avod achas? U'midiseifa b'avod achas, from the fact that this Mishnah, this ratio later, this seifa later on, is avod achas, must be Reisha Nami b'avod achas. This question of Nun Testament Beis would also be one avoda. And the Gemara says, no, Midi Iriya, does it have to be that way? Hakadisa, Hakadisa. Each Mishnah is going to be defined by its context. Seifa b'avod achas, the case of L'achlov, U'shal L'achlov is one avoda. And Reisha, our very question on hand, is E or O b'avod achas, O b'shevodos, and it's still an open question. We have no Raya. So Gemara leaves off at that. We don't have a conclusion, what that answer is. So now the Gemara moves on to a different Shaila. Doesn't make it any easier, but a different Shaila. Okay. So now, the Gemara says five lines down. Ibailu. Pesach, sheshachtu b'shari mos hashana, l'shmo v'shlo l'shmo mahu. So, before we explain what this question really means, that Karm Pesach, we know, is only acceptable on Erev Pesach. Yudal Nisan, the right Zman. Now, that's called l'shmo. The rest of the year, when we say shalom l'shmo, we mean shlomim. The Karim Pesach can transform into a shlomim the rest of the year. So if you check the Karim Pesach today, today is what, Zayin Shvat, it would be acceptable if I do shalom l'shmo, which means I'm shechting my Pesach as a shlomim, that's acceptable. If I shecht it today as a Karim Pesach, it's possible. Now the reverse is also true. If Erev Pesach, if I shecht my Karim Pesach l'shmo, which means l'shem Pesach, that's acceptable. If I shecht it l'shem shlomim, that would be unacceptable on Erev Pesach. So now the question of the Gemara is, a Pesach sheshachtu b'shari mos hashanah, the rest of the year, like today, if I shecht it l'shmo and shelo l'shmo. In other words, I shecht it l'pesach u l'shlomim mahu, what's the din? do we say mi asay shelo lishmo, the second machshava, the shelo lishmo, the shlamim, do we say that comes umapik le mide lishmo? Could it undo my initial machshava of l'shem Pesach and make it acceptable umachshile? Although we say not, since my initial machshava was lishmo, which is l'Pesach, which is possible today, the shelo lishmo afterwards cannot rehabilitate it after the fact. That's the shaila of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Ki asa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came back from Eretz Yisrael, he said, Amar Amrisa Lishmaisa Kami Rabbi Yirmiyah. I discussed this with Rabbi Yirmiyah, the whole of the Shmo. So now this is a bit of a confusing Kal Vachomer. Hov Lishmo, which means L'Pesach, Machshir Bismano, it's acceptable in the right Zman, which is Erev Pesach. And Shelo Lishmo, meaning Shlomim, is Machshiro. Shelo Bismano, it's acceptable when it's not Erev Pesach. So Lishmo works Bismano. Shelo Lishmo works Shelo Bismano. So now we have that equation. Ma Lishmo HaMachshir Bismano. Just like when Lishmo, when it's L'Shem Pesach, it's done, it's acceptable, Bismano on Erev Pesach. Ein Motzio Midei Shelo Lishmo. It won't help you. I mean, if I initially thought Shelo Lishmo, let's say it's Erev Pesach, and I first thought Shelo Lishmo and thought Lishmo, or in other words, I thought Shlomim first, and then I thought Pesach afterwards, that won't work on Erev Pesach. The first thought defines the Karban Pesach. Shelo Lishmo and the Shmo, the second Lishmo, will not be Machshir, the initial Shelo Lishmo part. So I read that again. Ma Lishmo HaMachshir Bismano Ein Motziu Midei Shelo Lishmo. A Lishmo in the right time cannot fix an initial thought of Shelo Lishmo. So too, Af, so the reverse case. Af Shelo Lishmo HaMachshiro Shelo Bismano. A wrong thought, meaning a Shlomim, which is acceptable, Shelo Bismano, which means acceptable the rest of the year, also, Ein Motziu Midei Lishmo Upasol. It cannot undo my initial thought of a Pesach. Right, everyone with me? I know it's a little bit confusing.
Why are they calling it Shelo Lishmo when it's not, it really is a, why are
these? That's the term they're using, but what it means is really, it's a Shlomim, B'Shayim Osa Shlomim, the same exact.
There's nothing more to read it.
Yeah, exactly. It's another way, the easier way to read it is, if a Pesach doesn't work on Erev Pesach to undo a Shlomim, so then a Shlomim the rest of the year shouldn't work to undo a Pesach the rest of the year. Right? Should say that again, that Erev Pesach, if I initially thought Shlomim and then Pesach, the Pesach won't undo my initial Shlomim. So too the rest of the year, if I initially think Pesach and then Shlomim, the Shlomim can undo the initial wrong thought of Pesach. That's what we're concluding from this. So and therefore, they're both going to possible. So Amarli, so he said to me, Rabbi Yirmiyah said to me, lo, not true, you cannot equate these two different dinim of Erev Pesach versus Shai Mos Hashana. Why not? He said, im amris, if you say, b'shelo lishmo. So now, let's take outside the Gemara for a second. Shelo lishmo is a psul that applies by every carver. If I think of a chathas, an ola, shlamim, shelo lishmo is possible by every, we'll read Rashi in just a moment, but it's possible across the board. Lishmo, it's only possible by Pesach. Now listen, lishmo is normally good. Lishmo l'chatas is good. Lishmo l'shamim is good. Lishmo l'pesach is good. The only time lishmo is possible is lishmo of a Pesach when it's not Erev Pesach. So lishmo today is actually possible. But it only applies to a Pesach of a lishmo. But lishmo by every other carbon Pesach, every other carbon, there's no zman of a chatas. There's no zman of an ola. They have no zmanim. So lishmo by every other carbon is acceptable, but it's only possible by Pesach. So now based on that, we'll look at the Gemara, then we'll look at Rashi. Gemara says, again, Amarli, lo, not true. Im Amis, if you say, b'shelo lishmo, shekei noig b'chal zvachim. So since shelo lishmo is possible across the board, it's very prevalent, so therefore it's very hard to undo it. So if your initial thought was shelo lishmo, of the shlomim, a Pesach can fix a shlomim on Erev Pesach. It can fix a shelo lishmo. It's too strong, too powerful of a psul. But Tomer, would you extend that same restriction, b'lishmo? That if the psul initially is lishmo, if I'm thinking today on Zayin Shvat, Pesach and then Shlomim, which means lishmo and shelo lishmo, so it's maybe very easy to undo the initial psul of a lishmo because lishmo only applies to Pesach. It's a very small, weak type of Pesach psul. So again, tomer b'lishmo shekein eino noeg b'chol zvachim el Pesach b'vad, and maybe you can actually rehabilitate a machshava of Pesach to Shlomim, which is the same thing as saying Lishmo, Shelo Lishmo, B'Shai Mos Hashana. Let's look at Rashi and hopefully that will be clear after all of this. Rashi writes, Shekein Noeg, around halfway down the narrow lines in Rashi. Shekein Noeg Psulo B'Chol Zvachim, that the Psul of Shelo Lishmo applies to every carbon. O L'Psul Agamri, sometimes if you have a Lo Lishmo intention, it disqualifies a carbon entirely, like a Pesach or a Chatas, that's the first mission Zvachim. If I think Shelo Lishmo for Pesach or a Kamen Chatas, it's Pasul Gamer, you can't bring it as a carbon. And sometimes it's only a partial Psul. O L'Psul Me'al Malos Lebalim L'Shem Chova B'Shar Zvachim. Let's say I bring an Ola for myself. I have a carbon Nedar I owe, or Nedava that I owe. So if, let's say, the carbon is brought Shelo Lishmo, I don't get my chiv anymore. I don't fulfill my obligation, but it's actually acceptable in the Mizbeach. So it's partially acceptable. It doesn't disqualify it entirely, but I still have to go bring my outstanding chiv. So if they bring a Ola, Shelo Lishmo, it's acceptable for them, but I don't get to check my buck. So sometimes it's possible lagamri that they can bring it as a carbon. Sometimes it's partially, only partially possible where I don't get my obligation. But there's some psul of Shelo Lishmo across the board by all carbonos. Kiditznan Rashi quotes from the mission in Zvachim, Daf Beis, first mission in the Masechta, they just don't fulfill the obligation of the one bringing them. So Alma, we see from this Mishnah clearly, though, that the psul of Shelo Lishmo is not b'chol zvachim, and therefore hilkach lo asi lishmo u'mapig le'midi legamer. So a lishmo after the fact cannot fix the initial Shelo Lishmo, because Shelo Lishmo is too strong. How do we know it's strong? The fact that it applies everywhere tells us how strong of a psul it is. However, says Rashi, Tomer, will you say the same restriction to a psul of Lishmo, having the right intention, which is a counterintuitive, which is actually possible? The only time it applies is where the Lishmo is a problem of a Karim Pesach the rest of the year. V'chevin the kill. Since it's very limited and therefore very low-level psul, there's a thought at least, maybe a Shelo Lishmo of Shlomim, which is acceptable actually, would be mapik le midei and undo it, and therefore there cannot be make a you cannot make a parallel between Lishmo Shelo Lishmo versus Shelo Lishmo and Lishmo of Pesach versus Shemar Yemos Hashanah. Okay, not easy. So now the Gemara said, "My Haviola, what's the bottom line? How do we paskin in this case about the din?" Again, the question is Shemar Yemos Hashanah of Lishmo Shelo Lishmo, which means Pesach. And then Shlomim, can the Shlomim fix the initial thought of Pesach? Will that work on the original, will that work on the Shai Mos Hashanah? So my Havale, what's the bottom line? So Amar Rava, Rava says, Pesach sheshachtu b'Shai Mos Hashanah, l'shmo v'shlo l'shmo kasher. We have a statement here that he says that it's acceptable. If it's l'shmo, which means Pesach, and then Shlomim, the second Machshava Shlomim, can fix the initial wrong thought of Pesach. So why has he know this? So the hastama lishmokai. So when you separate a carbon Pesach, right? Let's say today Zayin Shvat. I am taking aside a little goat to be my Pesach this year. I set aside as my carbon Pesach. So now the stam machshava is l'shem Pesach. And now what happens is, I'll say this outside. If I shecht it now for a shlomim, so my stam thought initially was Pesach. When I shecht it, I don't say that though. I just say it's l'shem shlomim. But the Gemara now acknowledges the fact that the Stam carbon is omed to be a Pesach, because I separate it as a Pesach initially. Is that not a case of a Pesach Machshava plus a Shlomo Machshava, which is the same thing as saying a Lishmo and Shelo Lishmo Machshavas, and that's acceptable? Right? Because the din is, if I shech the carbon Pesach, Shelo Lishmo, the rest of the year it's good. If I shech the Pesach as a Shlomim, the rest of the year it's good. So that case is in essence a Lishmo and a Shelo Lishmo case, because the fact that I initially designated it as a Pesach, that means the Machshava is Lishmo for Pesach. And yet I could still shecht it also as a carbon Shlomim. That's a case of Lishmo and Shelo Lishmo, and therefore it's acceptable. So look at Rashi, rather the Gemara. I'll read the whole statement again. Amar Rava. Pesach sheshachtu b'shai Mos Hashanah, Lishmo v'shelo Lishmo is kasher. Why? Da stama Lishmo kahim. A stam goat I separated for my Pesach, it's stam Lishmo. It's already designated. Pesach is the first Machshava that's there. Va'afil hachi, still nonetheless, ki shachalei shelo lishmo, when I shecht it, shelo lishmo, which means shlomim, it's actually kasher. So we see from here, Alma, asi shelo lishmo, u'mapik le midei lishmo, that when I shecht it, shelo lishmo, which means shlomim, it can undo the initial machshava of lishmo, l'shem Pesach. So therefore, ki shachet nami, so therefore, just like a stam case is a case of lishmo and shelo lishmo, so too I can make the extension, even when I articulate what my kavanas are, right, that's the comparison. A stam coat separated for Pesach is lishmo, and certainly if I have the proactive machshava of lishmo plus shelo lishmo, it should be no different. And the Gemara says, no, maybe there's a difference between a stam case and a case of actually articulating what the machshavas are. So Gemara says, Amar le Rav Ada bar Ava le Rava. Dilma shiny hecha de Amar, mecha de lo Amar. Maybe there's a distinction when you articulated it versus when you did not articulate it. In other words, when there's a stam case of a kid goat, although I separated for the Pesach, when I shechted it, I didn't say l'shem Pesach first. I said l'shem Shlomim. So maybe only, so that case would work, because I never said I want it to be a Pesach. But if I were to go ahead and say I'm doing a machshava l'Pesach and Shlomim, maybe that wouldn't work. Maybe that's more of a problem. Where else do we see that there's a chilek between Amar versus Lo Amar? He says, again, Dilma shiny hecha de Amar, mecha de Lo Amar. Dehala ochlav, ushalala ochlav, kasher, that's acceptable when you shech the Karim Pesach for people who can eat, and also you include people who cannot eat, that's acceptable. V'chol hecha, deshachalei, shalala ochlav l'chuda, paso. Now, if I were to shech Karim Pesach, for only people, only for the old age home, the people who can't actually eat a kazayas, that's certainly possible. Vamai, why is that possible? Vaha, stama l'ochlav kai. Right, when I separate an animal for a Pesach, my clear intention is for people to eat it. That's a stam kavana, for people to eat it, for ochlav. Now, when you go ahead and shech shalol ochlav, that should be a case of ochlav and shalol ochlav. Why is that possible? So it must be that there's a difference of when you said something versus when you didn't say something. In other words, when I didn't say anything, that means it's all shalol ochlav. Stamma, we don't acknowledge stam cases. There has to be an articulation. If I said l'ochlav and then shalol ochlav, that's good. But if I didn't say l'ochlav first, I just had a stam machshava is meaningless. So here as well, so Ella, shiny, hecha, must be the difference. Hecha de amar, mecha de lo amar. If I say l'ochlav and plus lo l'ochlav, that's good. But if I didn't say l'ochlav, then that's not good. So just like we have that by the cases of ochlav, we have the same thing, make the same extension to l'shma and shloshma. The Gemara says, hachanami here as well. Shiny hecha de amar mehecha de lo amar. There's a difference. If I said l'shmo and shlo l'shmo, so that would be a problem. If I never said l'shmo in the first place, I just said shlo l'shmo. I just said shlomim, that would actually be acceptable. So there is no raya. Just because a stam karim pesach shechted shlo l'shmo for shlomim is acceptable, does not mean if a case where I said l'shmo and shlo l'shmo, where I said pesach and shlomim, doesn't mean that that case is actually acceptable, because there's a difference between hecha de idmar, hecha de lo amar. Fine. You guys still here? Almost finished with the daf. Okay, good. So now the Gemara concludes and says, no, there can be a chilek. The stam case of l'achlav versus the stam case of l'shmo are very, very different, fundamentally different. The reason why they're different is because, I'll say outside first, sometimes it's helpful, that a stam Pesach is destined to be a Pesach. There's no entertaining the stam changing. It's l'shmo is definitely relevant there, even though I didn't say it. Stam Pesach is going to be l'shmo. But for Ochlim, it's not Stam Ochlim that are there. The people on the guest list could always opt out if they wanted to. My Karim Pesach, the only way for me to change my Karim Pesach is for me to like make some type of change to it. But for people to come part of the guest list or not, nothing's decided until the Zman Shchita. You can always change and add and subtract, and therefore there's no Stam Ochlim that are there. So Stam Pesach is Lishmo, but Stam Ochlim is not Lishmo. And therefore, by a Stam case of Ochlov, there's no Stam Ochlov. Stam Pesach is no one's on the guest list. And therefore, if I don't add l'ochlav to the list, it's possible. I need to actually say l'ochlav to add it to the list. By the Karban Pesach, however, the Stam Pesach is l'shem Pesach. So even if I didn't say l'shem Pesach, the Stam is still relevant and still in the world. So it's always Stam Pesach, and I can also add Shlomim as well to that. Let's see how the Gemara says that. The Gemara says, Amr Lei, Midi Irya, do you have to equate the halachas of l'shma to halachas of l'ochlav? Bishma, this makes sense. Hasam over there. Kama de lo akar le b'shchita, stama vade l'shmo kai, by the Karim Pesach, so long as I wasn't ochre, the chalos, the kedusha, the type of karban, it remains a l'shmo, it remains a Karim Pesach. When I designated my animal as a goat, I designated it for the Pesach. That shame remains until I actually do something to undo it. That stays forever. Ela hacha, here, by the case of the ochlin, hacha stama lo ochlav kai, is it true that the Karim Pesach is the stam case for people to eat it? Maybe the people are going to draw out of the guest list. They'll leave the guest list and have someone else instead. People have the right to add or subtract themselves from every guest list of the Karim Pesach. And since it's always changing or can change, that's not called Stam L'Ochlav. And therefore, Stam case of a Karim Pesach is Shalol L'Ochlav. And that's why if you have exclusively shechted for Shalol L'Ochlav, it's possible because there is no Stam case of the Ochlev. I told you, very, very confusing. I'm going to recap quickly. There's not much to recap here, but a little bit of a summary. We start by saying the Mishnah about the combinations of Lishmo and Shloshmo, or Lolishmo, Shloshmo, and we wanted to know whether or not that was all Avodah Achas, and that's only Rabbi Yossi who holds Afagmar Dvar Adam Nitfas, where it's talking about two Avodas, and even Rabbi Meir would agree it's a puzzle. And then we discussed various diukim of Mishnayos, whether it's Avodah Achas, Shevodas. We had no conclusion at all. We did learn out some interesting points along the way, fundamental points we need to go weiter, that the psul of Shlola Ochlev is only during Shas Shchita. And if it's mixas ochlin, it's acceptable, even though they're mixas shalol ochlin. But the psul of shalol shma is possible during any of the four avodos. And then we had the other question of a shchita of a karm pesach the rest of the year of the shmo shalol shmo, and that we spent the rest of the Amun Bezal trying to figure that out. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone, have a wonderful day.